Every single day I walk down the street, I hear people say, baby, so sweet. Ever since puberty, everybody stares at me. Boys, girls, I can't help it, baby. So be kind and don't lose your mind. Just remember that I'm your baby. Take me for what I am, who I was meant to be. And if you give a damn, take me, baby. Cage can never see the sun. This diva needs her stage, baby. Let's have fun. You're the one I choose. Folks would kill to fill your shoes. You love the limelight, true now, baby. So be mine and don't waste my time crying. Oh, honey.
And that was Aria and Ambi Lee taking me for what I am. Rent. I normally hate this song. And the reason that I normally hate this song is because every single time I hear it, even like, even when I heard it, I think in the movie, when I've heard people perform it, covers, I normally hear it shouted. Like, people just shout the lyrics with a little bit of pitch thrown in there. And I it just doesn't fit. So kudos for not doing that tonight. Aria, you sounded kind of low for me on this. Like it felt that it shouldn't have been. So I don't know if maybe you sang it in a lower key or something like that. But something about that didn't quite fit for me. I kind of liked some of your attitude in there that you threw in at different moments. You had great small moments throughout, which I liked. Ambi, I think you guys sounded very close together in this song.
They blend really well.
I like this choice for you guys. I liked kind of how you guys sounded together. I liked your attitude too, Ambi, on this. I didn't have any major vocal nitpick notes, although if I was listening again, I'd probably figure it out, just to be nitpicky. Yeah. Valk, what did you think?
I really liked this. I actually thought, like, you guys would reverse roles, because I thought Ambi would have sounded better doing the first half and then Aria coming in. But it still sounded good, like, the way you guys did it. I just thought, like, Ambi was more suited for the first part and Aria would have sounded better on the second part. But, like, you both did really good, like, regardless of that. Like, you blended really well together and you played off of each other really well. Ambi, you sounded a little shaky when you were doing the harmonies in the middle D, that's it, and I quit and all that stuff. But then, like, you came back in the end really strong, and you guys sounded really good together. And apart, you sounded really good, like, emotionally and vocally, so yay!
Dylan?
I actually agree with Valkyrie. I feel like the role should have been switched. I don't think it sounded bad, but I feel like, I don't know. Some of Ambi's was kind of awkward for me. There was one line she sang that didn't sound quite right to me. I don't remember what it was. I like this song, though. Guild Dragon only likes songs from Moulin Rouge, basically. Not from Moulin Rouge. That's not what he needed to do with.
He does not appreciate Rent.
I guarantee you, if you and McGregor and Nicole Kidman had done this on Moulin Rouge, it would be his favorite song.
I did have a celebrity crush on Moulin Rouge prior to this movie, so yeah.
You had a celebrity crush on
I mean,
on
Nicole Kidman. Wow, sorry.
Oh, my.
Same thing.
The truth comes out.
Dr. He's going to start screaming out Moulin Rouge in bed. You better. Okay. I like it overall. I think it could have been done better, but God knows it could have been worse. And future amazing singers, so it was good. I liked it overall. Mm-hmm.
Yay.
And Sheree?
I had the same note about reversing the roles, but then when I heard it, I'm glad they didn't, because Ambi sounded like that was like the high of her range, and I don't think she would have been able to handle the other part. I don't know. I liked it a lot, but then I didn't like it sometimes. I thought the energy was really good, and... there were a couple things I liked in particular. Where is it? Oh, I liked how Arya said, "Don't you want your girl hot?" And then basically from there until where Ambi comes in was my favorite part of her part. And I thought that either Arya was a little bit too loud or Ambi was too quiet. One or the other. And I liked the harmony
Ambi
at
was
the
too
very,
quiet,
very end.
Now that I'm about
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I liked it overall. I thought it was really good.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that being said, you guys, normally I would go into the next song, which would be Make It Izzy and Autumn, but as you guys may have heard in the intro, Dizzy's power went out, so he couldn't send me his part. Autumn sent me hers, although because she didn't have access to a karaoke, I didn't feel that we should put it in, because Dizzy had the karaoke, because it would have just been random, you know, vocals. Although I did listen to it, and, it was not a bad song at all. So, tonight, Dizzy is not going through, of course, because he could not submit. So, as much as that sucks, because I would have loved to hear the song, it's also another song from Rent they did, I Should Tell You.
Yeah. That's why she wanted that karaoke. It makes sense now.
so that's the song they were doing, but you know, couldn't. But thunderstorms happen, so yeah. That being said, everybody else is through tonight. So Autumn, you are through. Everybody didn't do bad at all. It's only going to get tougher from here, guys. So be sure to bring it. Next week, guys. So next submission, which will be due. Today's the 14th. We'll be due the 21st. Let's do songs that have the word love in the title. So Arctic's got the word love in the title, and it's about, and it's, you know, also fits the category of a love song. Then you're good. Yeah, basically that'll be due by Saturday
11:59
by 11:59 Eastern time. We're not doing any immunities anymore, you guys.
Yes.
Keep it. Keep going. I think every time I've had an immunity, nobody's had to use their immunity because somebody drops, so nobody has to get cut. Somebody dropped, I think, on the episode Ambi won, and Jeffers won the immunity before that. But several people had submitted for the immunity on Jeffers, but I think somebody has still dropped on that next episode. What are you going to do? Anyways, so yeah, thank you, Dylan, for joining us on
Thank you for having me.
I totally had lots of fun. And yeah, guys, so Songs with Love in the title. Again, send to loveme@voicehollywood.org. I had a couple tonight that didn't quite get there. And yeah, I hope you enjoy the show. And what else is there to audition for right now, by the way? Just so I can plug.
My show's starting up again soon, I think.
Oh, yeah. Audition for Beloved's show. Perform.
I think we're doing auditions starting Monday again.
Awesome. Perform it, still accepting auditions, right, Dylan?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so be doing
auditions.
Looking forward to that. I sent in mine like right away, so I'm like still nervous about it. yeah, and also, I think Shira says Rising Mainstream. So if you guys, you know, are looking for something else, looking forward to that. Of course, other summer shows coming in the future. All right, so thank you very much for tonight, guys. Yeah, thank you. Good night.
Thank you.
Good night.